Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good day. Hola. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine reaching listeners all over the world. And this could be happening to you too. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool and a learning curve? Yes, I know. Today's topic is fit at any age. But I just want to plant a seed. Give a voice to your passion. Can you imagine your very own radio show? Let me ask, does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? Do you have that fire in the belly desire to share your story with the world? The Heart of the Lion, My Trip to Africa, written with Tom Patrick. I still have that fire in the belly, yearning. I mean, it's just that pilot light keeps burning and burning. It's like the Olympic torch. It is going to be a movie because it has so much depth to it. Inner feelings. It's fiction and nonfiction. But what about all of you? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? Is it to start an exercise program? Oh, be still, my heart. Hey, it's July 29th. Remember January 1st, 2016? Ooh, you wrote down all of those goals and what you were aspiring to be? Yo, how did you do? You're all invited to call in and weigh in. Fit at any age. 347-637-3789. It shall be my pleasure. Now, if I don't put you on the air, be sure you email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And share with me your passion, your dream, your vision. You see, my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but globally, around the world. You know, we're all connected with this gold thread. And there's only one thing that separates us. What is it? If you know the answer, what separates us from each other? You will get my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, an e-book. I'll email it to you. You'll get it free. But you have to call in. No, I'm not taking any emails on this. It's a call-in gift, 347-637-3789. What differentiates us? What separates me from the silver fox, who, by the way, made his transition on June 3rd? At 10:10, it's etched in my brain. 64 years together. And let me just segue into this because it just so resonates with life and what we all go through. When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us. Well, you see, it's only been 2 months. I just can't imagine what door would be opening for me, but I do know that door will be with me in spirit. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's topic is fit at any age. That's mentally and physically. Our bodies and brains don't age. We do by our what? By our what? You get the answer, you get the book. Are you listening? I want to hear your voice. I want to hear the passion in your voice when you call and say, well, hi, Kathy. This is what I have. You want to be published? Well, I could teach you how to self-publish. The Elixir of Youth is I self-published. And you could only get it through me. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. It shall be my pleasure to walk alongside of you, not someday or somewhere, but right now. I'd love to be part of your dream, your goal, that fire in the belly. And all I could think of is the Rio de Janeiro, August 5th through the 21st. Ah, man, I will be glued to the TV just as I was in Sochi, Russia, when the Olympiads said, you know, it's really great to be selected. But we're just halfway there. I want to stand on the mountaintop with a gold medal in my hand. Determination. That fire in the belly. No one's going to take it away from me. It is mine. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N, and click on Fit at Any Age, July 29th, 2016. And then go to my website, simplyageless.net and KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and be sure. Oh, there's David Taylor and I. He is the assistant, that's on presentations. He is the assistant concert master of the Chicago renowned Symphony Orchestra. And we were performing a TV show, The Circle of Life. Circles fill our lives. From the baby's teething ring to granny's horn-rimmed glasses, to the wheels of the tricycle, the exercycle to ring around the rosy. And the sacred mandala. Oh, when I was 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And when I was 11, I was in heaven because I found a form of expression that literally changed my life, classical ballet. And that's when that fire in the belly, desire to stay fit, just consumed me. I was a visionary. And a futuristic insider. I just knew that I knew. I didn't have any role models like we do today. I just knew that it was my body, my mind. And if I don't take care of it, who will? And then more recently, I've reminded all of you that there's a space for you to fill on this earth. It's uniquely yours. Like a snowflake, we're all different. You have a gift. Let's unshackle it and find out what that gift is. If you don't feel it, who will? Who will? Now, you're on simplyageless.net. Click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. We will traverse, we will travel the world to entertain you. And of course, rates are individually assessed. How exciting. It's an original under copyright. And middle grade, middle-aged kids should be, or who are in middle school, should be learning about Willie Shakes. He was quite a dude. Now scroll down to books. It's very important that you think about the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, because we talk about my methods and techniques that's going to help you discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, no costly equipment, no costly operations, all natural. You see, we've got to move the toxins out of our system. If we don't, the blood becomes like sludge and it becomes contaminated. And if the circulation isn't there, how is the brain going to get the oxygen it needs to nourish your cognitive skills? Don't you see why it's so important to be fit? Scroll down. Oh, the book is available only through me. Ebook and a soft copy. And then choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Nonfiction, nonfiction. The Heart of the Lion, the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, Mount Kilimanjaro, Kilagudi, Amboseli. Oh, what memories. Write a journal. That's Mensa Mens, part fiction and part nonfiction. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2. Oh, the Heart of the Lion is available at Ex-Libris and Amazon.com, and Choices, AuthorHouse.com, and Amazon.com. And then 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Yo, 115 of us gave you part of our life, because, you know, time is life. Because we want to help you live your life like it's golden. And if you're not, pick up the mirror and say hello to the person who is directing, choreographing your life. Oh, yeah. No blame. Three reasons for an upset: thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectations, and undelivered communications. Do you talk? Do you talk to each other? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. All right. Okay. You ready? I'm an octogenarian. There. I said it. I don't know where the time went. I still see me at 7. I still see me at 11 in a ballet academy. I got a scholarship. And at the age of 12, I was touring the states with all of the ballet ensembles that were entertaining at the state fairs. I was 12 years old. Can you imagine letting a 12-year-old solo by herself? Oh, I did have a chaperone, the wardrobe mistress. She was a meanie. But what dream do you still have dancing in your heart? By the way, octogenarians are shaping the world. And they're the new face of the age 50. I surpassed myself. I'm a sassy stair climber, been climbing for years. On March 9th, 2014, I climbed the Presidential Towers in Chicago, Fight for Air, Tower 1. 50 flights in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. I may have been the oldest, but not the slowest. I surpassed climbers half my age. And actually, for the last 3 years, I've devoted all of my time to the quality of the silver fox in his life. But that doesn't mean that I'm not still exercising. Okay, let's see. Who do we have here? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Who am I talking to?
Stay with the hind.
I'm sorry? Who am I talking to? Oh, 717 has dropped. Okay, darlings, listen to me. I love putting you on the air. But if you're going to be, if you don't have the panache, and if you don't have purpose for being on the air with me, please don't call. Please don't call. But let's go back to the octogenarians are shaping the world. Yeah, and we're the new face of age 50. You can be gold medal fit at any age. I am pumped about the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Now, what about you? You see, it's your life. You're the designer of it. What are you doing to give back to the world? To God, your higher power. To your family. Are you a role model? Are you emotionally, physically, and verbally abusive? Not only to yourself, but to other people in your life? It doesn't matter what your age is. You're all couch potatoes, I know that. And then I'm going to reveal to you later on in the show what the former Olympiads revealed, what they do to stay in shape. It's a way of life. Oh, you just feel so great. And you want to know what I've added? Laughter. Yes, laughter. Do you know that kids laugh hundreds of times during the day? Oh, not the serious gassy old geezers. Some minds are set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently set. Well, this is, I don't want to be in your life, and kids don't want to be around you either. What example are you setting? Don't you care about who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Now, before I go into the excuses that keep you from being healthy, and you see, when you don't move the body, the circulation slows down, and it gets like putty, it gets like sludge, and there isn't enough movement to get the oxygen dies, and the cells are dying, and there isn't enough movement to get the oxygen to the brain, and then you wonder why you're feeling prosto. And in Croatian, that is feeling poorly. I look forward to every day. Was there sadness? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, there was sadness. Did you know that Live with Kathy? I always say sponsor-driven, but the truth is that they're really my partners. Oh, and I just love walking alongside of them, having them in my life. And was it Buddha who said that when you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life? And I love radio. I love TV. I love the stage. I love performing. I love theater. But I want you to feel the energy of the brotherhood and the sisterhood of Iron Workers and Impact. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by these Titanics, shaping and bridging the future, giant titans of incredible strength and vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, Impact, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. And there's a CD out. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. Imagine a gal from the world of classical ballet and haute couture married an ironworker. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the International Trades, ironworkers. I love illuminating their character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, they are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, but in the spirit of sisterhood and brotherhood solidarity. Hey guys and gals, did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.com. And by the way, the CD is 8 minutes long. I open with the bombastic fanfare to the common man, Aaron Copland. Then segue into Tchaikovsky's Swan, like paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the female swan, recognizing the years of arduous labor and practice for something that they truly love. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. Hey, move over, Sochi, Russia, Rio de Janeiro. Hoffman Estates Park District, 2009. They stood on top of the mountain with a gold medal in their hand for excellence. They have a 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. Ah, she does an incredible job. Bored and lonely? Pick up the mirror and say, hello. Log on heparks.org. Go to your park district, your senior centers, or your libraries. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the ego that lives in all of us. You know that the silver fox, I always called him Hollywood, because he was so handsome with his gray hair. By the way, he would have been 89 on July 2nd. Ah, what memories. So, when I say to you, looks do matter. There's a psychological and biological, physiological effect. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. You know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Get the book. Because stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And I just got through telling you, if you're not moving your body, you're allowing those toxins to build up and you get old. You get old by your choices. And you know how to get the book. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net or write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. So affordable. Another extraordinary author, Edith Nam. Oh, she wants all of you to live your life laughing by your choices. And she wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by all of these people, men and women, that are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Consider your own home-based business. You don't have to invest huge capital, but you want to fulfill your dreams? This offers you infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself, which I don't think too many of you do. But you do know how to get in touch with me, and it's a great learning process for your children. Teach them about the beauty of money. Okay, darlings, now, before I go into Oh, former Olympians who reveal what they do to stay in shape. Greg Louganis, 1956. It didn't matter. He was given a death sentence at one point in his life. And he banged his head on a springboard and suffered a cut that required stitches that left him with a mild concussion. I'm quoting him. This is what Greg said. I'm a firm believer that you don't achieve greatness on your own. There's always a higher power. Oh, he's mad. 56 years old. And then we have Nadia Comaneci. She's 54. Gymnast. They had torn tendons. You name it. She and Bart Connor, I believe, got married. But they're still, their routine every day. It's a way of life. And then, hey, wait a minute, how about George Foreman? 67. His Olympic moment at the 1968 Mexico City Games is not remembered as much for his pulverizing of an overmatched Soviet opponent as for the controversial patriotic gesture. He's a boxer. His fitness tip? Weightlifting. You have to cross train, darling. It just can't be aerobics. It has to be strength. And there's a Teresa Edwards, 51, a basketball player. And Donna De Verona, a swimmer. They have captured the essence of life by staying fit with their body and their brain. Okay. Here we are, summer. So, how many excuses have you given yourself not to exercise? Ooh, and this is from the president of Texas Academy of Dietetics and Nutrition. By the way, obesity-related illnesses are costing all of us $90 billion a year. How about that? It's either billions or millions. Either way, can you imagine that? Did you come into this life to just sit in a wet diaper and moan and groan because you don't feel good? It's your choice. Well, so many say, well, darling Kathy, I'm on vacation. And when you're on vacation, all they want to do is drink and they want to eat. And they don't want to have any cares in the world. But even on vacation, you can fit in a little exercise like a walk or a run on the beach. Lived on the lakefront in Chicago, I would take a pair of hooker heels with me, go to the sand, and I would walk from one end of the beach to the other in high heels, stepping down, picking up, go forward, go forward. Well, Kathy, darling, I have achieved my look. But you see, exercise is not all about vanity. And if you allow yourself to regress to a lower level of fitness, it's more work to regain your beach body once the next summer season rolls around. Oh, it's way too hot. I don't know. I work out in an air-conditioned gym. What about you? Well, I want to hit happy hour. I can't believe that the workout regime impedes their social life in the summer. I wouldn't even think of that. Nothing stops me. Oh, the kids are home. Well, incorporate them in your exercise routine. If you want your kids to be healthy, you have to be living it yourselves. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Until Tuesday, make it a great weekend. Au revoir.